In a program that boasts multiple team championships in Iowa's two racing sports, there's been a long line of athletes who have made their mark at the state level and in the record books at Pella High School. But after one individual blazed a trail the way he did in his final year wearing the green and white, it'll be hard for any future Dutch to match, let alone chase, one of the greatest ever to do it.
And your champion, he's won three events this weekend, the 8, the 16, and the 32. He runs 4:16.90 from Pella, Chase Lauman.
Chase Lauman, yes, the previous pun was intended, put together one of the greatest seasons in Iowa high school history and established himself as one of the most accomplished Dutch athletes in the school's deep lineage.
3-8, ever champion of 152-61 from Pella, Chase Lauman.
Lauman's journey culminated at the Blue Oval at Drake Stadium in May, becoming the third consecutive Class 3A athlete to sweep the distance circuit, winning the 800, 1600, and 3200-meter races to lead Pella back to the top of Class 3A track and field for the second time in three seasons and fourth time this past decade.
I was expected to win. I had to win. I was supposed to win. So it really didn't seem that crazy to me. But then, like, as throughout the weekend, I kind of realized, like, I was really doing something special and not that many people did. And I remember after, I think, the D-Med, I got second. It wasn't exactly what I wanted. But Coach Keller was just telling me, like, how impressive. Like, I mean, I won the 3200, and I'm like, I'm going to compete for the 800 and 1600. So I think it's finally kind of sinking in that, like, I really did something special.
But the journey to get to May 20th, 2023 had its peaks and valleys. A prodigy of sorts in middle school, Chase won the 8th grade state cross country championship.
I'm Chase Lauman. I'm an 8th grader and I place first.
He also peppered the record books on the track before getting to the high school level.
I mean, I didn't feel too great because kind of puked at the end, but I mean, it felt pretty great winning.
I think around 7th grade, I really turned it on, and training with Josiah was a big thing for me. I mean, he was one of the best middle school runners in the state. I mean, he was the best, and I was right behind him every race, and I think I got second and third every race. I think at my 7th grade year, I got second at 8th grade state cross country, then 8th grade I went on to win the state championship. So, I mean, at that point, I realized I could be really good, and I mean, it just came easy to me at the time, and I think it kind of helped that I ran my whole life before that, so I just had a lot more experience than everybody else.
It's a balancing act to manage expectations when a prospect like Chase enters the program, and often hard for a ninth grader to find his footing. And head cross country coach Doug Cutler believes it was a mix of both excitement and nerves when the young runner came into the program.
Yeah, I think the important thing for his entire career, middle school, high school, he was such a high effort athlete, and he just cared so much every race. And that's a weight. That's a weight. That's a burden sometimes. That's tough to overcome sometimes when you care so much every race about doing your absolute best. But it's also what carried him and developed him through each and every race he ran, because he just learned what his best was every time out there.
Lauman was a key member of the track and field program in his 10th grade year and witnessed the great work of ADM's Nate Mueller. Not knowing the performance of the Tiger would be something he'd one day accomplish. But Chase got that first taste of gold in the 4x800 relay and as a member of the state championship 2021 team from Pella High School.
What does it mean to be a state champion?
It's crazy. I mean, I would never have thought that going this year, that especially my first year of track, that I'd become a state champion. And it's just a crazy feeling and thought that I've done it and my team did it. And we just had a great race today, and it was great.
Looking back at it now, I mean, I feel like I made a pretty big impact on that to win that state championship. But I mean, I was just another individual in those distance events. The 1600, I realized that I could compete really well in it, because I think I got 11th that year. So getting back, I knew I could get back to that. And 3200 didn't go well for me, though. So I realized that, I mean, I still had a lot of work to do. I wasn't really competing to even get places yet.
Looking ahead, it seemed obvious that Lauman was poised for something special in both cross country and on the track in his junior campaign. And while there were many accomplishments to celebrate along the way, the valleys previously discussed were experienced at what many would consider the worst of times. Lauman came out of the gates firing at Fort Dodge at the state meet that fall, predicted to get an all-state finish, and get Pella back to the top three trophy podium for the first time in several years. But expectations are what they are, and a mid-race illness pulled Lauman and the Dutch out of contention for both goals.
It was tough. I mean, it gave me a lot more motivation after, but just to work all season to hopefully get your first all-state like appearance ever, and just to have it torn away after that second mile is just tough, because I mean, I was there, I wasn't having the greatest race, but I was still in the race. I could have, I mean, on any other given day, I know I would have gotten top 15 if my stomach held up. So that was just really tough to see. But I mean, fourth place was not bad, but just definitely not what we came for.
Again, it's not as if Chase didn't have great moments in his 2021-22 season, but it was clear there was an opportunity for more growth, and on a track and field team that had just won the state title the previous year, Lawman was poised to be an even bigger factor in an attempt to go back-to-back.
I got back, and I think I was running my PRs like pretty quickly after that, which was kind of surprising, and I kept slowly dropping time until Drake when I ran 157, which was my PR for the year, and I think I got ninth at Drake, so that was really cool for me. But then right after that, I think I went to the meet on Saturday just to watch, and it got really cold, and from that point on, I was just dealing with sickness.
And while he was able to get a great Drake Relays race in, Chase never found his footing late in the year and battled illness along the way to his second state track and field meet. Pella ultimately finished second as the distance runner couldn't keep pace. And what would be hard to believe for many hearing this now, in 2023, he even placed last in the 800 meters.
It was really heartbreaking. I mean, I saw the 600 after, and I mean, I didn't go out in the 800 because I got to 200 to go, and I realized I was nowhere near placing, so I did kind of jog it in. It was really tough just to see my, I mean, 800 I think was, I thought was my best event going into state, so I'm like, if I couldn't place in that, that was really tough, so it was just really tough, and just to see our team just not competing the way we wanted to, and just our state championship kind of like going away from us, it was just really hard to see.
Yeah. He's going to go after the kipper. Lama and Charisma. Take out the car. He has the 15 and the 3200.
It often takes heartbreak to push an athlete past their barriers. A partnership with Accelerate Performance and a more conservative approach from the Dutch coaching staff heading into a senior campaign clearly made an impact on Chase, who has always had the speed but often couldn't always put together his best on meet day due to health or other reasons.
Yeah, so that senior year, my summer, I started training with Accelerate, and I just wanted to take it to the next level because I wanted to make a big difference. And so, I mean, Coach Culler has always done great things for me, but I really wanted to really push myself that summer so I could just be the best I possibly could going into my senior year. And I hit workouts really hard. They're really tough workouts. And I mean, it was just a different thing, and it was kind of nice to just change things up for once in a while. And I think it really just helped me take it to the next level.
And a new runner came to the start lines in the 2022 cross country season. Chase put together one of the great race calendars in the program's deep tradition. The senior paced the team to the state qualifying meet, where the squad of seven all finished in the top 15 at districts. Again, not only was Pella seeking the podium, they were competing for gold. But an injury a few days removed from a return trip to Fort Dodge put a few doubts back into the mind of Lawman, especially considering his 2022 finish.
Yeah, so I think it was 3 days before state, we had our last workout. It wasn't a crazy workout, but I just get right towards the end of the workout and I start feeling my ankle. And I mean, when you run, you have some pain. That's just bound to happen. But I think I have 10 seconds left in the workout and I had to stop. I couldn't get any more. And then I sit down and I try to stand up and I literally just couldn't walk or run on anymore. And I mean, I knew it hurt and I knew it was probably not that good, but I thought I was going to be fine for state. But then slowly as the week went on, I realized that it was not getting better. I didn't run until I think I ran a half mile the day before state and ran the mile before state. So I didn't really have much on my leg at all. So it was really scary to see.
While the injured foot put to bed any hope of individual glory for Lawman, Chase put his own desires aside to rebound and continue what has always been a staple of the longtime powerhouse program, finding team success and the school's first team title in over a decade.
What does it mean to be the 3A champion and to see this whole season of work pay off?
It's crazy. I mean, that's been a dream of mine ever since I got to high school. And I mean, last year we were fourth, so I mean, we weren't even really that close, but I mean, we were there. But like this whole year, that's been our whole goal. We knew we could do it, and just get out here and do it is just crazy.
The celebration of finding that end to his cross-country career at the high school level at the top turned into rehabilitation and healing ahead of the final season on the track, where opportunity knocked after DCG's Aiden Ramsey joined ADM's Mueller in sweeping the distance circuit. A state qualifier and Drake Relays competitor in the distance races before, if Lawman could get healthy by the spring, he would have a chance to find plenty of success in those three races in 2023.
it was late December is when I finally started to walk and run again and finally start to run. And then by January, 2 weeks in, I went up to Arkansas to run a meet, which was kind of just for fun. And I didn't run the times I wanted to, but I knew I had a lot of work to do until I think we got into February where I ran another indoor meet. And I tied my PR on an indoor track, which just outdoors is a lot faster. And so I knew I was good, but I still thought I could do more.
An indoor season for Pella to remember started with Lawman finding his groove. Clearly, he earned Drake Relay's automatic blue standard qualifying times in his first three tries in the 800, 1600, and 3200 meters with times that broke school records and reset what was possible in the outdoor season to follow.
I mean, it was definitely a goal to get those blue standards. I knew, so you and I, we ran just ran the 800, so I knew I could get it, and I got that done. I mean, it was a 200 flat track, so not the fastest track, but I knew I could do that. So that was nice to just get out of the way, and then got to ISU, and the 1600 was the main goal because the first one, and I'd already broke 420, and I did it, and I did it solo, and that was, I think I ran 417 or something like that, which is another PR, which is I didn't even think I could do. And then the big thing for me was coming back in the 3200, because the 3200 has never been really my event until this year. And to double back and get a blue standard on that, and I think I was the first person to get the blue standard in each of those three events. So that was just really awesome for me.
Lawman blazed a path through the 2023 track and field season for Pella, establishing hard-to-break school records along the way, while winning the school's first-ever Drake Relays Championship on the track.
Case Lawman, a Pella regains the lead. Lawman wins.
Go, you got it, bud. You got it.
The rest, they say, is history, and incredibly special history at that. Chase completed the individual circuit sweep and propelled Pella back to the top of Class 3A track.
I don't think I ever had more confidence in a race that I was going to win because I knew I had to win it. And I mean, especially Kane in there too, to see him compete. And I mean, he eventually ended it for us and didn't matter about the 4x1 and 4x4. So just to have him there with me too was just really big. And I don't think I've ever had much more confidence in a race.
That's got to be a big part of the story for everyone else to see it, is how much fun it still is. Again, it's a lot. It takes so much work to get to the level that Chase has. And he's had so many people in the past. Look, again, 2 years before him, it was Nate Mueller that was sort of the king of 3A distance. And then the Aiden Ramsey, the king of 3A distance. And here we've got a third year in a row where one person's winning all the distance races with Chase. In all those cases, I mean, Chase knows how hard Aiden worked and how hard Nate worked and then how hard he had to work. And I hope every young runner who saw Chase and saw how much fun it was at State also looks into what it took to get to that point. And it's not a straight line.
For KNIA Cable Sports, I'm Andrew Schneider.